irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, finally September 26th, the day of the debate, Tori.
Tori
is all jazzed up and everything for this.
Yes.
Because she's a very political person.
I am. And I think they said it's going to be like football-sized amounts of people watching.
Right?
Yeah.
They're saying it's probably, you know, one of the most anticipated moments in modern U.S. politics.
This is terrible if this is what it's most anticipated.
Right?
No, it's not going to be good.
No, right?
It's going to be a bloody mess, people.
Talk about pressure.
Oh, my God. And I think they, you know, we all know he's a bully on a recess lot, you know, gym going, you pooped your pants. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. No, I feel like Hillary Clinton, though, she can get mean. Yeah. She's a hawk, man, so it's going to get a little bit.
It will. It's going to get a little...
tense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody can imagine what it's going to be like until we see it, you know?
But they each should have some really good zingers in their pockets.
Yeah?
That's the best thing. If you have, you know, you got to have a couple zingers that you can pull out, and then that's the headline.
Yeah.
You got to write the story for the next day's news. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
So I'm sure he has some. You're a pig. He's terrible. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, that's okay. You're entitled to your opinion. I don't think much more highly of him. And it's a sad commentary, and it's happened to me in a couple of elections where I voted for someone I wasn't crazy about, but I had to vote against the other guy.
Right. Like, did you like Mitt Romney?
No, I didn't like
him. He's
like
not likable.
No, he's
not. He really isn't.
Yeah. But I really wanted Obama out, so I failed that time. Yeah. But, the funny thing is when George Bush came on, I wasn't happy about him.
Yeah, you shouldn't
either,
have been.
Right?
He's so adorably, he's tried so hard.
I know.
Did he not know what's going on?
To be immature.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like lost in his job, I think.
Yeah.
And when he was elected the second time, I'm like, what the hell is going on?
I know. And what's funny is post-presidency, he's an artist. Have you seen this? He's having a gallery opening. He has
a
book out. And he paints things like his cat and him in his bathtub with his feet out. And to me, that's like... We learn post-presidency, he's not a mean guy.
Right.
He's this almost simpleton who's like, I draw my cat. I mean, like, he's a really kind, but he should never have been the president. It's like he's just a nice, simple guy, but this guy didn't want to have... I mean, yeah. At least he wasn't mean-hearted. I mean, you could say what you will, but there wasn't an evil... black
Snape. No, there was
Snape
just kind of lost look on his face sometimes.
Yeah, like, what am I doing here?
Right.
How did I get here?
So, yeah, I wasn't happy about that.
No.
But things change, you know. But the amazing thing is you probably saw this is several newspapers called Donald Trump a liar. And included
that's been 10 months
is of course, your New York Times.
Yes.
Politico, the Washington Post, of course, and the Los Angeles Times, which is not surprising to me.
But what about the Dallas newspaper that also
When they really demonized... Schwarzenegger when he was running, that really irritated me, and that's when I stopped my subscription to LA Times, and I haven't looked at it since. I just think it's a very biased newspaper.
I don't think that's surprising that, of course, those liberals go against Trump, but like the Dallas Morning Star, which has always gone Republican, endorsed Hillary Clinton. That's
really?
Something you want to pay attention to in Texas.
Yeah, right.
So, for instance, all five presidents that are living are endorsing Hillary Clinton. That's kind of interesting. Republican and Democratic presidents.
Are you serious?
All five living presidents are against Trump. That's pretty interesting. I don't think that the LA Times being, you know, liberal is that interesting. I agree with you.
Yeah, no, it's not interesting at all. But I'm just saying that what they have to say doesn't really mean much to me.
Exactly.
But look, those are major newspapers, and they're saying that apparently he lies. So I don't think that's anything new. But I don't know if he does it on purpose or if he's just clueless, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. But
I don't know either. And I...
That's why I'm saying, look, though. If he has no clue, he's going to lose big time tonight, you know. But the fact of the matter is, I don't know how he won the all the right. Republican debates.
That's what I was going to ask you. Well, right. he's going to lose if he doesn't know the facts, which we are clear that he doesn't.
Right.
He's not going to win, right? But then he wins all the debates
right.
because he puts a show on.
Yeah,
so it's almost like, you know, the circus when they show you a big firework while they're changing the magic backstage.
Right.
He distracts.
Yeah, that's true. Now the risk or the not the odds. What's the I don't know, but the stakes are much higher now.
The Trump stakes, you mean? The ones you
both of them.
Did you see Hillary Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis?
No.
Oh God, it's so funny. You should watch it. Someone coached her on how to be very funny, and she's like, I hate doing this. She's very deadpan. Anyway, he says something about Trump steaks, and she's like, I wouldn't eat one of those if I were.
Yeah, right. You're so in love with her. I can't believe
No. I was actually don't think she's very funny.
No,
but this was whoever directed this
right.
coached her very well.
Really?
Yeah, but usually she's not as good as this.
Yeah. I hope you guys don't win. I'm gonna have to hear it from you for 4 years now. Shit.
You mean but, eight? Eight? I'm sorry. I misheard you.
Well, okay.
Okay, but if Trump wins, we're both going to be like totally depressed.
You know, I don't know. I don't think so. Because it's a win for the Republicans, you know? Yeah.
I think it's a lose-lose for the country.
I think
real Republican would tell you that. It's a lose-lose. A Reagan Republican would tell you this is a lose for the party.
Right.
This is embarrassing.
Right. But maybe they can get rid of him and replace him or something.
So that's the plan. That's how it's going to be a win. Somehow get rid of him.
I don't know. But, I mean, how does he get this far?
Apparently,
I mean, look, there are conservatives that want to see the country move a little bit to the right. And they don't have a choice.
Exactly.
He does not represent the Republican.
But you do have a choice. It's a Sophie's choice. And for people who are against Hillary Clinton and against Trump but won't vote for Hillary, that's what Bill Maher said. And I know you're going to be like, oh, Bill Maher. But it's like a Sophie's choice. So instead of picking one, you kill both kids.
Right.
So if you're so against Trump, is it so hard to ever think you would vote for Hillary Clinton? Like, would you ever do it?
I might.
Okay.
I might, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You have one choice, and if you don't do either, mm-hmm. it's hard. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just that we've been really let down.
Yeah.
And I think we're trying to fit around, around peg in a square hole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't fit.
No.
It doesn't fit. We're trying to make Trump, like, really representative of the Republican Party.
He's not.
He only represents Donald Trump and his family.
But he got to the top. The weird thing is, how about Ted Cruz saying he's now for Trump?
Yeah,
man, that
right?
guy is spineless.
Yeah, I know. He's got... Well, the thing is this. Look, Bernie also endorsed Hillary, you know.
But Cruz was like... he was very open about, like... Remember at the... what was it? At the convention, he's like, I think you should vote your conscience. And everyone went crazy because he didn't endorse.
Right.
And then last week, he's like, now I endorse him.
Right.
I was like, come on, man.
Okay, but, you know, I still think that Bernie was really... He let down a lot of people when he endorsed Hillary.
Yeah. I agree, and I have a lot of Bernie fans. Trust me. You know me. I'm very... I mean, all my friends strongly support Bernie. And one of them is very upset about Bernie endorsing Hillary, just like you said.
Right.
But I also think at some point you've got to, if you want to make a little change, you've got to take a tiny step forward, and that step is still liberal.
So let me ask you this. What's the appeal to young people about Bernie Sanders?
So to be honest, Bernie Sanders, the hipster, okay, this is how I feel about it. The hipsters in our generation think he is kind of hipster. That's how it is kind of like. He walks to work. He takes public transportation. He's always gone for the correct side. He's always fought the underdog. So this generation, as you can tell, Republican and Democrats, like someone not political. They don't want PC, both sides. So Trump, you got Trump for the Republicans, and Bernie Sanders has never been PC.
Right.
So I think we were fed up with the system, and our generation wanted someone un-PC, un-Clinton, un-politics.
Right.
And he has, for 40 years, been that guy.
Right. And besides comparing him to Hillary, I think it's he's a better choice between the two of them, I think.
I think for young, our generation, not that I'm young, but we want someone that is not going to be institutionalized and pollster. He spoke like an authentic human being.
Right.
And to be honest, so did Trump for a while.
Right. But you haven't mentioned the issues yet. That's what I'm asking. You're talking about him, though. You're talking about Sanders as a person, walking to work and all that. But what about his opinions. I mean, he wants to give free everything and, you know, without, I don't know where he's going to get all the money.
That's what everyone says. How is he going to get the money? I agree with you. I do think, though, that the appeal of Bernie and why he got a rousing amount of crowds mm-hmm. was his personality appeal. Mm-hmm. I think he came across as someone that was real. And authentic. Mm. And I really do think that for politics is a huge part of it. Yes, I also happen to really like his policies. I'm a little concerned, too, about, like, I want free college for everyone, too. Where are we going to get the money? He says Wall Street tax speculation. I don't know. That never really added up to me, too. So that always worried me, too, to be honest.
Right.
It was a lot of free, and free, that's free, free.
Yeah, exactly. And I free get, education, I get that. It doesn't work, you know. You don't. And that's the thing. And that's why I think the young generation is after him, because he wants to give. There's a lot of entitlement there.
See, that's
that
what
I
a lot
see.
Of people say. They say the generation likes him because he gave everything for free, 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 and there is entitlement. I think that's a valid statement. I really do. Mm-hmm. I don't
especially
think
when many of them are liberal in colleges. 100%. Right?
I do think that's valid, but I also think that's really doing a disservice to that generation that also was as fed up as the Republicans with politics and the Clintonites mm-hmm. and wanted an authentic person as their. You know, not savior, but as their person to look up to.
Right.
So I think that's, it's not just that the millennials wanted entitlement. I think they really felt he was apolitical, which is just what Trump supporters like. It's because it became so PC in this country, both sides went to the outsiders.
Right.
We both wanted nothing to do with politics because it was so dirty.
Right.
So Trump and Bernie actually had a lot in common in terms of their supporters,
right.
which is weird.
Yeah, I know.
And Trump spoke highly a lot of Bernie Sanders, which was also weird.
Right.
But he liked that he did. He spoke the truth.
Yeah. I know.
We should have had Trump-Sanders ticket.
I just don't think his policies are compatible with capitalism, you know, and
he's
I don't
socialist.
Think and people don't call him a socialist for nothing. And what I'm saying is I don't think this country was designed to be a socialist country, you know, and that's why I don't think he would ever win, because although there's some appeal to many people that want to get things for free. And
see, but that, I don't think that's fair. I think there are a lot of $12 an hour working people that this isn't working. Capitalism is not working for them. I'm not saying it shouldn't work, but it's not working the way it is now.
Well, it's not working. But the thing
so
is, I think
free.
Everybody. No, but every look, I mean, there's equal opportunity in this country. And, you know, and when and socialism is like, I mean, you want to talk about fairness. It's not a fair system, you know. So and it's not stable. I mean, it doesn't last. It hasn't lasted anywhere except in communist countries, because it's not a stable system, because people want, and it's not, you can't have it in a free society, because in a free society, in a capitalistic society, people want to be awarded for their, or rewarded for their achievement.
I happen to agree that I am a capitalist. I really do. I'm not an Ayn Rand capitalist, but I am a capitalist. I also think that the policies within the capitalist system that we have now are geared towards the rich in such a way that it's not really a fair capitalist system. Mm. There's monopolies, and I think it's what he talked about was the polarization of wealth, mm-hmm. that those people working at the bottom, there's 90% of them and 1% at the top. That speaks to a lot of people that feel like they can never get anywhere.
But, well, I don't think there's really evidence for that. I don't think there is evidence that big business really, I mean, yes, they have a lot of power. But the thing is, it's not at our expense. I don't think
you really
it's a
don't
zero
think
sum.
That?
No, I
okay.
don't think so, because I'll tell you why. Because I'm seeing people every day, business owners that have, and mostly business owners. And the reason I'm saying that is because there is the opportunity here for everybody to do that.
Look what you did.
But, yeah, and it's not just me. You know, I mean, I see. I haven't done really much. I mean, I'm around people that have a lot of money. Okay? And the thing is that I don't envy them. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'd like to have a lot of money, mm-hmm. but it doesn't bother me that they do. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is that there's some people that it bothers them that some people make more money than they do. And the thing is that my thing is you're not trying hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now granted, some people have disadvantages when they're born, you know. Maybe their race, even their gender mm-hmm. can get in their mm-hmm. way and stuff. And we'll talk about the car that was designed for cosmopolitan readers.
What is that?
We'll talk about that.
Oh, Jesus.
Minute, but it's just a distraction.
Cosmo.
But we
what
were talking about gender and stuff.
No, I think we all, I think everyone would agree that those people that are angry at the top and that don't try hard enough shouldn't really get the money.
Right.
But I'm talking about a single mom trying to raise a family,
right,
and the working at a factory where that guy just got $29 billion bonus. There's something wrong with the system.
But
there.
Why? Let me ask you this. If he gets a $29 billion, it means that he's making multiple billions for the company, right?
Right.
So... if, and that's what
so
I...
So why is she making $12 an hour?
Because of her contribution compared to his contribution.
See, I don't think that's
Let
fair.
Me tell you.
Okay.
She goes home, right after 8 hours, she cares about nothing. He has people look... No, about her private life, not about the company.
Oh,
though.
I see.
I mean,
I see
she doesn't
saying.
Have to worry about
oh,
her job.
Oh, I was like, she's care about the
no,
family.
No. I mean about the company.
Got it.
So you have a business. She comes in as an employee. She puts in her 8 hours putting screws or something, whatever, and she goes home. And then she tends to her family. This guy has to live this company, and not only that, but he's accountable to many people that have invested billions of dollars. So if he's going to make them money, they're going to reward him.
I don't disagree that he should make a lot more money than the person putting the screws in. I disagree that there should be that much of a polarization because that person cannot live in the pursuit of...
But who decides that?
The Constitution and you have a pursuit of happiness. That is not a happy life. You can't live
life
like that.
No, but the pursuit of happiness, not happiness itself. Okay? She has the opportunity to also go and start her own company if she can. If she can't, then she... And the thing is, before she had the family and the kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should she not have thought about her future? You know what I'm saying? Maybe gone to school, then she would have made more than $10, $12 an hour.
But what if,
know?
Like, her mom was a single mom who couldn't afford to send her to school?
Well, but the thing is that people that want to, and I see this also in minorities and stuff, people that want to make it, they make it. You know, they make it. They really do. I mean, because you see successful people in the black community, in the Hispanic community, in the gay community. In all these communities, there are very successful people that overcame whatever because they felt, yeah, I have the right for pursuit of happiness. Nobody's going to stop me from doing whatever I want as long as it's legal.
And I completely understand that. All I'm asking for is a more level playing field because at this rate, it's become so unfair.
But who decides that and how do you do it? Who decides what's more fair? Let me ask you this.
Basically, I'm talking about taxing the rich a little bit more to make it that much easier.
But why? You get penalized because you make more money?
Because I don't care if I make $2 more billion. If this guy can't even afford shoes for his family, why wouldn't America want a more level playing field?
Because, you see, but you're doing the math for other people, and I don't think that's correct. I don't think there should be, like, in other words... I don't say, why is that person making more money than me? Obviously, there's a reason, okay? Like, for example, why do athletes make so much more money than, and this is not big companies, right? A player will make, what, $5 million a year or something compared to a teacher, right? Now, why? How is he more important to the world than the teacher?
Because he brings in more money.
Right. And that's exactly right.
Absolutely.
So if he brings money, he deserves to make money. And she...
But
is,
who teaches that athlete how to be a human... Like, how to be a... Who teaches that coach doesn't get paid who taught that athlete how to play that sport?
I didn't understand the question.
Like, it's just odd that those who... You were like, yeah, they create money and create profit, which is why they get so much money. But the teacher and coach that actually show the athlete how to be an athlete doesn't get paid.
Right, exactly. Because they don't make money for their employer. The teachers don't. And that's how the system works. I mean, look, I understand what... I mean, I'm asking why aren't teachers making
money.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I really think they should. And I think a teacher should make more than an athlete.
I was going to say. Because
an athlete is just an entertainer
right,
for the
most
part.
Yeah, exactly. Like what a teacher, what they give as profit is like the human being, the human race. You know what I
right.
mean? So they better be paid better. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. So you want to talk about unfairness. Yes, I think that's unfair. But at the same time, that's the system where everybody gets. Now, you can tell me that kids that grew up in the same neighborhood as that NFL player, right, came from the same neighborhood, and they're flipping hamburgers still. Now, can you say that this is because of their background or their upbringing or they didn't have the opportunity?
Well,
I think they all did, but they chose different
yeah,
paths.
Well, if you're going to be an NFL player, you got to be like 6'2 and 2. Like, it could be genetics, too. Like, if you were born a scrawny dude next to that NFL player, you don't have as many opportunities.
Right, but they could have shined in other ways, right? I mean, that's the thing. Is that
I agree with you. I want them to shine in other ways. I think the system right now is so unfair that it's set up to block them. That's what I'm saying. I want a more level playing field. I don't think that's so much to ask.
No, I don't think it is. But I think once government starts interfering too much in business and in the economy, I think it's not a natural state. You know, like it opposes or it contradicts that invisible hand that I tend to subscribe to.
And I understand. And that's a conservative, right? They don't want a lot of government. They want you to stay out of their business. And a liberal thinks government can actually help what is now a pretty terrible system for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So it's just the difference between more government, less government, and what you can do with it.
Yeah. I just think this is like the rise of the proletariat, you know? I mean, I don't know what to say because I don't understand how you can live in America and want a socialist system unless you're really like envious of other people.
You don't
feel
think that
you're
just
a
like,
victim, you know? That's the way I see it.
What if you, like, for instance, let's just say I was super rich, right?
Right.
Wouldn't it be like I'm not super rich, but if I were super rich, I wouldn't mind and living in a country and in a world where the guy that I buy my shoes from isn't. I lose more money to give that guy more money, right? Like, I'm taxed more to get, because my life would be happier knowing that people around me are happier.
That's true.
And healthier and can get better medical care, can perhaps prevent crime, can become better educated if they have more money and I have a little bit less.
Right.
So what's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. But what I'm saying is, look, I'm the same way. When I see a beggar on the street, I always give him money because I say, my $5 is less important to me than it is
to
him,
right? So why can't you concept that into taxes?
Because this is just my personal feeling, but I'm not asking everybody to be like that.
That's fair.
No, you know, and what I love though is we're having a very intellectual discussion.
Oh, yeah, we sound amazing.
I mean, we sound amazing because we're not really offending each other.
Exactly.
You know, and we're bringing up the points of what is a liberal, what is a conservative,
exactly right.
You know.
And it's funny because here's my question for you, though. Yeah. I get the conservative thing of I don't want big government, stay out of me, right? But when it comes to women's rights, they want to be right up in your business. Mm. So it's so interesting that when it comes to women's health, reproductive rights, and I don't want to get crazy here, but it's odd that they're so anti-government, and yet when it comes to my body and having a baby, they are in my face.
Right.
So it's
but
odd.
What I'm saying, but you should learn from this to see that that doesn't work for you. Why should the liberal way work for us? You know what I'm saying? If you want the government not to be involved in a woman's body, you should be also believing that the government should not be involved in other things, like in taking money from the rich and giving to the poor.
That's why I don't get the conservative reasoning for being so, with women's health, being so involved. I'm like, but you guys are so anti-government.
Right.
It's so bizarre.
Exactly. But that's what I'm trying to say. I personally do not subscribe to that. I'm totally for women's freedom and
because you're
stuff,
really a
choice.
Conservative. You're like, I want the government to just stay out of my business.
I really do,
that's
you know.
That's a pure conservative.
Yeah, and so many things that the Republicans believe are not really things that are conservative views necessarily. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, people have to understand the difference between a conservative and a Republican and a liberal.
And a libertarian
and,
even.
And a Democrat is that one is ideology and the other one is a party.
Right.
And the party may not 100% represent that ideology. So it's okay not to agree with everything they say. I don't, you know, although they have some sound arguments for it, and I agree, you know, I mean, I think, I don't know what number, but I think some abortions happen as birth control, you know, it's like the, in other words, you know what I'm saying, if I get pregnant, I'll have an abortion, and I think a lot of that happens.
I think you should have facts to back that up.
I know. Yeah. I don't know how much.
Yeah, I think if you're going to make a statement like that, you want to have facts. But here's the deal, too.
Yeah.
Facts aside, I don't care about the issues. I just don't get why you'd want to be, if you're a conservative, like you said, just like you said, you want to be out of people's business. So why the amount of that I can't even make a decision without the government.
Right.
It's crazy. So I'm just saying issues
true.
Aside. It's a very
that's
weird position.
No, it is. It is. But I'm one that I'm open to things because I don't see a reason to
be against it. You're an intelligent human being.
I don't know.
You're flexible. I think libertarianism, which is what you're conservative financially and socially pretty liberal, is a kind of interesting. Yeah.
But let me ask you why also that, let me tell you why Republicans are concerned with abortion.
Yeah.
Because at that point, you're not really only dealing, it's not just the mother's decision because you're dealing with life. And life is a question that the government, I think, should be involved in, you know. So it's still up in the air, and as far as to where the life begins, when it begins, and so forth. But if you're at a point where you have an abortion where we don't know if it's a living thing or not yet, I think the government should be involved in that.
See, I don't. And here's why. If you can't trust me with a choice, why are you trusting me with a baby? If you can't think I can make the correct choice, but then you think I can have a baby? Well, that's what I don't understand. I don't understand if you think I can't make my own mind up because I am a woman and I can't, and it has to do with life inside me, but you think I can have a baby?
Right. No, but that's not the I don't think that's the issue about responsibility of the mother. I think it's a question of whether are you killing a person or not. You know, and I think that's what it comes down to. And I don't think anybody's proved, right?
And I don't think we ever will.
Right.
So in that fact, why not allow the woman to make her own decision?
Right.
I don't need a doctor to tell me. And I don't get that because, again, they're saying to me, I don't trust you making a choice, but yeah, you can have the baby.
Right.
I trust you to have it. But that makes no sense to me.
Right.
So I'd much rather have a woman. If we don't know when life is, you know, in Judaism, it's when they take the first breath. It's all different amongst all religions, and it's very different. We're never going to come to consensus on this,
right?
Ever.
But what if we do? What if we learn scientifically or something?
But even if it's scientifically, religiously, people have a different view,
right?
So it's like you're never going to get a consensus on life. That is too broad for different ideologies.
Well, but
so why not leave it up to the human being carrying it that's already a living person,
right?
That we know for sure is alive.
Yeah, but what if for some reason we find out we were wrong and life begins early on? Then we will have killed all these millions of babies. How are we going to live with that?
But what about the human being living, who's the mother?
Yep, right.
So my question is, why are we taking her choice out of it?
Let me ask you this. Would you say most women get pregnant because they want to?
I have no idea. Need facts. I need facts to tell me.
Okay, so would you? So you're saying that it's possible that the majority of pregnancies in general for everybody, are you saying that the majority are not planned?
No, don't twist anything I'm saying. Saying I don't know any of the facts about that.
Okay.
I'm saying it's absurd to think a majority of people have abortions for birth control. I think that's absurd.
No. That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Now what I'm saying is, okay, let me ask you this. Why would a woman have an abortion? Give me three reasons.
She has, first of all, it's life-threatening to her, or it could be bad for her health.
Okay, I think that's okay to have an abortion at that point.
If she was with a partner that either was rape or wasn't consensual.
I agree. Okay. That's fine.
Or if she's not in a position to raise a child with any type of monetary or educational or any type of stability in life, and she's not ready.
Now, the third one, is it possible that she could give it up for adoption once she has it?
Yes, but there's also like an overflux. Yes, that's absolutely a possibility. But why are you not letting her make that choice?
Because she might be dealing with life. You know, with the question of we don't know if it's alive or not, so let's not take a chance.
But you're okay.
But and
if
I'll
you
tell
don't know
you
when life is, you can't say it. It has to be up to the person to decide. If you can't definitively tell me, then it has to be up to the woman.
No. Well, in certain cases, that's what I'm saying. But you said also, you also gave the third example where she can't economically afford the baby. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying.
But you're not saying that's. But that may have been a planned, conscious getting pregnant, right? I mean, she may have done it knowing full well she wouldn't be able to raise the baby, but she got pregnant anyway.
I don't know these stories because these are all hypotheticals. All I know is that I'm not pro-abortion. I don't want abortion. I do not want abortion, but
you
want
the choice. You want the
because
choice.
Because that's absurd.
Right.
It's 2016. I'm not protesting this shit. I'm just as... Why is my doctor a better maker of a choice than I am?
No, not the doctor, but I think if we can arrive at a decision where, let's say, after a certain month or maybe for certain reasons, then I can see that. Because, look, I can't imagine a woman carrying a baby if she was raped or something, okay? I totally give you that.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, yeah, we have the question of why is the baby responsible, right? But, I mean, why is it the baby's
fault?
Why
is the government involved in this at
right?
all? Why is the government involved?
Well, again, because it has to do with life and death.
But you want... So does human life is taxing the rich and allowing more... To me, if you want less government, you want less government. And this is an amazing imposition on
government. Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? So I think it should be something that society can decide on. And
you don't think a woman has the right to make up her own damn mind without even including one other person?
No, but wait a minute. But again, we're not... She's dealing... Okay, let me tell you what I realized about life. We bring a kid to the world, right? It's my child. It's my child. Later they grow up, you realize they're their own person. You're just the person that delivered them mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, there's a person that's supposed to be born, and the woman is deciding, no, I can't afford this baby, so I'm just going to kill it.
But you're making the decision that she has to have it. Why are you getting to make that decision? Why is it not up to the human being that's delivering it?
Because I think the law has to decide a certain point where there's certain things that you can't do because it takes away life.
It's just funny to me that conservatives say that because conservatives don't want laws impeding, and this is the most
imposition. But you're going to the extreme. I don't think that's an extreme way to look at things. I think we want government not to be involved, but let me tell you what. I think the government should do things for me that I can't do for myself. Now, you're saying that, right, this decision should be one that I make for myself,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So I can make my own decision.
You
have a point.
Yeah. What decision do you make as a male
right.
that the government gets to decide? What if you had to do, if you had to have Viagra, you had to, like, fill out something?
Right.
Like, that's, you would never hear that. If it's up to the man, then it's up to the man. If it's life, then it's up to the human being to make that decision. But because it's a woman.
But Viagra is not the same.
I agree. But what if it was a sperm donor and you could never, I mean, this is coming to the extreme, but, like, you know, you couldn't ejaculate and, like, throw it out, like, because that's
right.
also life. You know what
okay.
I mean? If you can't allow, I can't imagine a decision for men that they would allow that much of government imposition ever.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, look at all the people that are getting entitlements and stuff. They welcome the government in their lives.
Who does?
And the people that get entitlements and things like that, you know?
Yeah, but they're by also...
the government. They love the government. They want the government to be involved in their lives. And I think, and what Bernie was saying, I think also calls for a lot of government involvement.
I agree.
So that's what I don't agree. I don't understand why the people that... I guess you guys do want big government, so okay.
Yeah, we do.
So it follows.
We're all good with that.
Yeah, the logic follows.
Woo!
So anyway, this is cool though.
Yeah.
I mean, but we're learning. I mean, I'm learning a lot, and
but don't
because
you wish
you can't
this...
learn from Facebook. God
and you
damn.
Know what you can't learn either from is the debate. Like, this is such a better conversation that
yeah.
we will see in the debates tonight.
Exactly.
Like, you won't have this discussion. You really won't, which is what makes politics politics. You will have, you're mean, no, you're mean, no, you're mean. It's become a elementary school.
That's true. Because these are both not qualified, God damn it.
Oh, yeah, know? Right. Hillary Clinton's not qualified.
She's mm-hmm. not qualified.
Oh, I see.
She's a bad person.
I see.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And truth.
I don't know. Too much controversy around her. Too many
oh, yeah.
scandals.
That's what it is. The emails. And yeah, but Trump has the is better than that.
No. And well, look. Okay. She's going to. Oh, okay. I don't know. That one I don't want to get into. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because when it comes to Obama, people are very sensitive about it. And I don't want to say what I really think about Obama. But what I do think is that. Well, I'll tell you why I don't want to say it. Because I think that he's made this country so dependent on government, okay? And I think he's polarized the country. I think he hasn't delivered the hope and the change. I don't see it. If he has delivered the change, but to me, for the worse. You know, I think he's strengthened our enemies. I think he's weakened our allies. And now he's making I think he's fixing it now. He's trying to make some amends. But for the most part, like the Iran deal, for example, I hate him for it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay. If you are at all a gay person who is on Obamacare, who is also raising kids and getting tax breaks, I think you pretty much think Obama changed your life.
Right. No, absolutely.
So it's depends. Your perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
He changed a lot of people's lives.
Well, but it is about... I know. That's what I'm saying. But to many people, the change was for the worse. And again, it depends on what point of view you take, you mm-hmm. know? I mean, that person you described is most likely to be a liberal.
Well, I think there's a reason.
Right.
You know.
Because they're getting all this stuff.
I don't think they're getting all this stuff. They have someone in government that's fighting for them.
Okay. All right.
If my friends could get married legally,
right.
I think, why would they ever vote for someone that didn't want to see that happen?
No, that's true. That's very true. But we need to... But, okay, so that's for another conversation, I guess. Gay marriage, although I personally don't find a problem with it, but...
I couldn't imagine with, you would. Your love is love, man.
No, and I know a lot of gay people, and I love them.
I can't imagine you would everywhere. Ever be prejudiced about that, yeah.
I'm not prejudiced about anybody, and you can see just the lineup on our station. We're so diverse and everything, you know. So, yeah. Okay, well, you know, so the rest, let's leave some for Hillary and Trump to talk about.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, if we talk about everything.
You know they're not going to talk about anything. That's the problem. It's going to be like, nanny, nanny, boo, boo. That's what it's going to be like.
I know. It's just the anticipation is great.
Okay, here's the deal. I'll take a shot of vodka for every nickname he brings up.
Really?
So if he's, and how many times is it? So if it's Crooked Hillary, he's going to call Lester Holt, the moderator, something.
Yeah.
Something weird. I mean, he's going to go after with these dumb ass nicknames that have stuck.
Yeah.
Low energy Jeb. Man, did that work.
Yeah.
Huh?
You know, I don't know. I have a feeling that it's finally dawning on him that if he doesn't win this one, that he could actually lose.
Yeah.
And I don't think he wants to
lose. No, of course
not. In order not to lose, he's going to have to be more presidential today.
Yeah, this is his biggest, to be honest.
Yes.
To go against Ted Cruz, to be honest, is not that hard.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the other 17, like, Carly Fiorina scared the shit out of everybody.
Right.
So, was it that hard to win? No. He had personality, charisma, and made people laugh. So, yeah, up to this point, it's almost been a cakewalk. I do agree this is his first real challenge, mm-hmm. and he's up against kind of like, it's like the little kid going up against the librarian. I mean,
that's
he's
true.
Really going up against someone who knows her facts.
That's like, true.
She could humiliate him. I mean, that's what I'm hoping for is a straight up humiliation.
Sure. That would mean a landslide for her.
I hope.
Yeah.
People still don't like her enough to make a landslide. I don't think she'll ever win in a landslide. People just don't like her enough.
But I think a lot of people really don't like Trump.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But they both are very unfavorable to people. It's interesting.
Yeah, I know.
She's not likable.
Yeah.
He's not a normal human being.
Yeah, what planet is he from?
I don't get the orange thing, man. I don't get it.
No, The Apprentice. Remember how people used to think Donald Trump, what a big deal, you know?
Dude.
I mean, he'll tell you you're fired and you're fired.
Oh, my God. So Penn from Penn and Jillette did a story in, I think it was New York Times 2 days ago. He was on The Apprentice and he came in second. And he said, they came out to me and they're like, it's going to be you and Trace Adkins in the finals. Will you support him if he ever runs for president?
Uh-huh.
And this is before he ran. And and Penn was like, no, I'm a straight up libertarian. I would never vote for him. And after that, Donald Trump tweeted, your magic show is stupid. I'm like, come on. Your dumb little magic show. I'm like, yeah.
Wow.
He's a 3-year-old.
All right, I'm closing down the debate pages here
because
I think we beat that one today.
Yeah, the dead horse is being beaten. There you go.
So, but I alluded to this. A car for women.
The headline
is asking.
Okay.
Cosmopolitan and SEAT, which is a, I think, an Italian company, or no, it's definitely a European car company. They don't.
How do you spell it?
It's SEAT, like seat, seat. But I think they pronounce it SEAT,
okay,
or something. But so. Cosmopolitan, the magazine, and SEAT are under fire for a new vehicle. Now, this vehicle is designated as a car for women.
I can't wait to hear what they
okay.
have.
Okay. So, I guess the social media is up in arms and stuff because a car manufacturer and lifestyle publication Cosmopolitan are facing a backlash over a brand new car for women that was jointly unveiled in London. So, the result is a collaboration, of course, but check out what it has.
Okay.
It comes with a jewel effect rims, a handbag hook, eyeliner headlights that are emphasized in the same way as makeup emphasizes the eye.
Okay.
Okay. The vehicle's exclusive design and thoughtful feminine touches make it perfect for impromptu karaoke performances.
What?
Last minute wardrobe changes, dramatic gossip sessions, and emergency lunch hour kips. So, okay. Now, all this becomes clear when they say this. They say the car is really aimed at cosmopolitan readers, not at every woman.
Okay.
It's not a car for all women.
Sure. Why
okay,
not?
Okay, now it makes sense, right?
Yeah, you have a sports car for the guys with small penises.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean?
Yeah. There you go.
Why not?
Or the Hummers and stuff,
oh,
too.
Oh, God. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Or the huge dogs,
oh,
too,
God,
I think.
I know. Good God. What are you doing with the Hummers? And you can't park in L.A. with that thing.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I think if you want an eyeliner light, that's fantastic.
Yeah, or a handbag hook.
I would love a handbag. Right? Exactly.
And what I'm saying is, and I don't, look, generally, I don't think there'd be a... Just based on what I've seen, a car for women, or at least with women in mind, and not like pink cars
or things
like that. But they say that most cars are designed for men. In
100%.
Other words, they're not comfortable
they don't
for
have
women,
a lot
right?
of them don't have, in the driver's seat, they don't have a mirror because men drove.
Right.
Like my Toyota doesn't have one because I have an old fucking Toyota. But it's only on the passenger seat.
Yeah.
So I have a mirror.
And then they say the distance from the pedals.
Totally.
Since women are generally smaller and stuff, you know.
Absolutely.
So I think if they did it, design it with women in mind, it wouldn't be a bad thing at all.
I kind of think so too. As long as it's not a sexist thing like a fainting couch in the back. Like, yeah. I'm fine with it. Like, you know, everything is concierged right now to, like, who you are. Like, you can have your own omelet, your own root beer, whatever. So why not? That's fine.
That's true, right?
Yeah. Everything is becoming more specific to, like, your specific likes.
Right.
So why not?
Yeah, why not? And the funny thing is they're showing the car, and guess who's driving it?
Right.
There's a couple, but the guy is driving it. And the woman's next to him. I mean, what the hell? Unless
really?
The wheel is on the other hand, no.
No.
On the other side, no. It's
that is
the car.
Poor planning on someone's part.
I know, right? I mean, that's how they bring it on stage to introduce it for the first time, with smoke around it. That's how the picture looks.
Is it really a dude?
It's a dude.
Are you sure it's just not like a butchy woman?
No, I'll show you a picture.
Okay.
It's not a butchy woman.
That is really bad planning. She should be able to drive her own damn car,
right?
Man. That's really bad.
Yeah, maybe to show it's too small for the guy. I don't know what the hell.
That's so bad. Man,
funny.
That's really ironic.
Yeah. So the funny things that happen in life, you know, what can you say?
Like, for instance, I went to Medieval Times this past weekend.
Oh, you
know,
did?
And my contacts popped out, so I didn't see a thing.
Tell people what it was, what that place is.
It's basically where it's like, you know, a Renaissance fair, and you have horses, and you're in an oval, and you watch the dirt path, and there's the red knight, the yellow knight, the green knight, and you're in one section, and you cheer for your knight, and they have jousting, and horseback riding, fighting, and actually, at the end, it comes down to two nights, and it was like a fantastic, but I couldn't really see.
Wow.
I'm -7 in both eyes. I'm legally blind.
You didn't have your glasses?
So they popped
out?
So all I saw was blurs.
Wait, what happened? Your contacts?
Here's the deal. I just finished a long day at work. I get on the bus. They have a party bus for us. My friends ordered a party bus.
Right.
And I'm, you know, taking a shot of Fireball because I'm 21. Just kidding. And I'm hating it. And then I realize my eyes are kind of itchy. And I go to touch one. And one pops out. And one is like on fire.
Wow.
So I have to, I rip them out of my eyes. And I'm dripping in like contact lens. I'm trying to get the eye drops. So the whole Medieval Times was just blurry colors.
Oh, wow. How terrible is that? Now, let
so
me
ironic.
Ask you this. Do you take a purse with you usually? When
always.
You go? Where are the glasses? Why don't you have glasses in the purse?
Because I'm not a person with a lot of common sense.
Yeah. You see, the thing is this, is
so
that when
glasses.
I take contacts, I have extra glasses in my car.
Well, someone's smarter
and
than
I
me.
And I still have extra glasses in my car when I don't wear contacts. So that way, if mine break or
but
something.
But, like, look at his seat is, like, a perfect. Look at my seat. I'm, like, a mess. I'm never
right?
an organized person. Sam's super OCD and organized, so obviously I don't have my glasses with me. But I did have, like, 3 Coca-Cola bottle caps. Like, I have stuff you don't need and an old CVS coupon.
Oh, wow.
So dumb.
Well,
so stupid.
Yeah, but I mean, I would freak out if I was stuck.
Oh, it's terrible.
Looking, seeing everything blurry.
Oh, no, and I'm -7, so it's legally blind. So my husband just had to hold my hand and be like,
God.
Now the red knight's fighting the green knight. Now the green knight's fighting the yellow knight, because he had to give commentary.
You're 7?
-7 in
minus
each.
-7?
In each.
Wow, that's a lot, huh?
Yeah, I'm like legally
like,
blind.
Look, I need glasses, and mine are -1.5 and -2.
I'm -7.00 in each.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm the worst in my family. I mean,
so
I'm like blind.
So you've got to carry like a whole bus.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Glasses.
I know. And when I go to get a new contacts, I go, Brooks goes, where are they? And I go, there's stuff somewhere in my underwear drawer. And he was like, Victoria, what are you doing? Because these are vital.
Yeah.
Also, if you don't know, I bought these Warby Parker, like, clear Silver Lake looking cool glasses, and I don't like them.
No?
No.
They're pretty cool.
No, you know what's wrong with them? I have such a strong prescription.
Yeah.
It's too big.
Oh, I see.
I don't care for them at all. Yeah, I gotta go to like Lens Crafters or something.
Is this the same that you've always worn here?
And I just don't like them.
Oh, okay. I think they look good. But yeah, if you don't like them,
I'm gonna change
like
them up. Yeah. Yeah.
I know. I like changing them up every couple of years.
Yeah, you look sexier
and
smarter.
Yeah, I guess. And styles change.
Oh, yeah. Like this style was in 3.5 months ago, but it's no longer in.
Okay.
And so I look like a dick. I do.
Oh, wow.
I look like a 70s hipster dad, and it's not cool anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't think you look like
that. Thanks, man. So. I'm just, fashions change pretty quickly here in L.A., so.
That's true.
I'm
but
just frustrated.
3 months. It's just that you, I guess, never liked these glasses. I don't know.
No, I thought, oh, I'm going to be one. Everyone in Silver Lake was wearing them, and everyone was in, like, cool at the bars. The girls were wearing them. They're all clear, the clear plastic. You know what I'm talking about? And they look so awesome. I'm like, here we go. And I shell out all this money. And then, like, the next day, everyone's like, ew, no. Tortoiseshell is what it's at. And I'm like, oh. I missed it by a day. Oh, well.
So before we go, and guys, don't forget to stay tuned for Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza and Matt. I always forget his name. Oh, Polacek, of course. Mm. And they've been on the show, right? Were they here when you were here?
Yeah, I think so.
Have they been on our show?
The ones
from Answers.
With Betty Ford and the Answers. Yes, of course, we interviewed them. Yes.
That's right. They were here 2-3
weeks
ago.
They were so interesting.
Yes.
He gave his personal cell phone on the air. I thought that was so rad.
Right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that was cool. So listen to the show Answers for the Family following us in about 15 minutes from now. I did want to bring up the movie I went to see with my dad the other day. I finally found a movie I could take him to.
And?
Which is a Western.
Magnificent Seven.
And we had a blast.
I bet it was great.
It was a great movie.
Good reviews.
Starred by Denzel. Actually, the reviews were not that great. In fact, I'll tell you when I look up here on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, yeah, what's the listing? New York Times liked it.
Yeah. Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool because I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. But the thing is that many people... why am I getting Fandango here? Oh, because that's where I bought the thing. Okay, so... So critics 61%, so it gets a red tomato, but not a rotten one. But I guess when they go over 50%
and over,
and then as far as audience, 79% liked it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
What are you gonna do wrong with Denzel Washington as your movie star?
Exactly.
What are you gonna
you
go
have
wrong?
Ethan Hawke, and then you have
Chris Pratt,
which was amazing.
Yeah.
I thought he was amazing.
He's gonna be. This is big. I mean, he's had big breakouts with Guardians of the Galaxy, but he's such a star.
He really is,
yeah.
And he's a good actor.
Yeah.
He really played the character well, and. You know, it was, they have a review here, which is pretty funny because they're saying if you take out, a couple of the white guys, it's all a total diverse group of people.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the token Mexican and the American Indian, and they have the black guy, of course. Mm-hmm. And
where's the disabled man?
An Asian. Yeah, they had an Asian. They had a fat guy that's an old guy. Right? So they had each one, and they had a woman that was like the one that hired them and all that stuff. No romance, though, because she was a widow. And my point is that it made me see some things about the West that I hadn't thought about in a long time because I haven't really thought of the Wild West, you know. But because they haven't really made such great Westerns in a long time.
No, they haven't.
And you put 7 great actors in a movie, it's going to work.
And that's what they did with Yul Brynner in the original.
Yes.
I mean, it's like that whole movie and Steve McQueen. The whole idea of that movie
Vaughn.
Is how hot and cool can these guys be? That's really all this Magnificent Seven is. And you got the coolest guys now.
You really do.
Totally.
You know? And Denzel is...
He just shines, they said.
Yeah, he's really good. You got to see this. But you got to like Westerns. Of course, you know, I love them. I love, it was a big break from all the explosions and although they did have some explosions, but it was more dynamite or I don't want to give away the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, all the car chases, all the computer stuff, all
CGI was
the
out.
Hacking,
yeah.
You know,
totally.
I mean, enough of that. You saw real stunts, you saw real
And there's something
acting.
About that with like a popcorn in your face and like,
yeah,
that feels like old school nostalgic movie.
It really
like,
does.
Totally. So why not like it?
Exactly. Exactly. I highly recommend it. And the story is pretty good. But, you know, another thing is that occurred to me is this. Look, you can't ignore the fact that that the only blacks in the movie, other than Denzel, were like slaves or workers or something. Mm-hmm. But they're barely seen in the background. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, in the background. But
that's
but
pretty Denzel, accurate for the time, I think.
Right. But the Denzel was a black guy and everybody respected him. Mm-hmm. And nobody acknowledged that he was black. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever called him, like, you mm-hmm. know, the N-word or anything. Mm-hmm. Nobody, even from the bad guys, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. even people that...
It's his attitude, man.
But, yeah, maybe, I don't know, but I think it kind of ignored
the fact that he was black. It didn't go into any racial tensions, yeah. It just sort of glossed over that.
They, yes, totally, yeah. Totally. So, but then they had racial... jokes about Mexicans, about
Asians.
Oh,
interesting. Asians. Oh, that is interesting. I think Westerns have always, like, even in the back, they've always kind of been, like, weirdly, they gloss. I mean, like, a lot of weird, like, Indians played Mexicans. I mean, right. It's very weird. Or they, like, painted their faces. I mean, it was very weird. So they're not always the most PC genre, to be honest with you. Yeah. The Westerns. But, man, Three Amigos, can't beat that.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
Best one.
So highly recommended the nice. Magnificent Seven. I can never say it the first time.
you say it magnificently.
Yeah, there you go. I'm not going to try it again. Either. I'll just tell people, go see the new Western.
I want to see Sully, too. So tweet me yeah. if you've seen it and if you like it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe yeah. we'll go see that. That's yeah. another movie without, like, shooting and explosions.
Yeah,
and
they said, like my friend saw it and they said the crash, or not the crash, the fall or whatever it is, was fantastically filmed. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Great. Well filmed. Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, who knew? No, we know. He's fantastic.
Yeah, except when he talks
out loud.
Right?
Yeah. What a loon.
All right, everybody. I guess the best the Republicans... You knew something was wrong when the best the Republicans could have done was bring the Duck Dynasty on the show.
Yeah. So, and Scott Baio. Yeah. Give me a fucking break.
Come on.
She says that on Two Ferns. He goes, were you upset you lost the Charles in Charge vote? She goes, not really. It's so funny, Sam.
That's bad.
It's very funny.
All right. Well, everybody, enjoy the debate tonight. It's at 6, right? Our time?
I'm pretty 9
sure,
o'clock,
yeah.
And tweet us. I'm at I Am Tori Shulman. Tweet me. I want to hear your opinions.
Yes, please do.
Yes.
And thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Woo-hoo. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.